Rural Alaskans enjoy hunting and fishing privileges on federal lands to sustain their way of life. The decisions for opening and closing hunting grounds and setting harvest limits are largely made by the more than 100 Alaskans who sit on 10 regional councils.
They're the ones that are on the ground and making these observations based upon a lifetime of experience and the experience of their elders and the traditions in their communities.
Jim Fall was the state's head of subsistence research. He recently retired from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game after nearly 40 years of service, and he's been to a lot of these meetings.
They basically go around the room when they start their meetings, and the representatives talk about observations that they've made about fish and wildlife populations and stocks, or about subsistence uses, or about conditions in their communities, observations that they've made, or things that they're hearing in their communities.
But this year, there are going to be fewer voices at the table. That's because more than half of the seats are now unfilled. It's not due to lack of interest. The Federal Office of Subsistence Management says it dutifully forwarded enough names last September to the U.S. Interior Secretary. But many of them, even long-serving members, didn't make it through to the other side. Don Hernandez was one of them.
We don't even know who to call.
He's a longtime chair of Southeast Regional Advisory Council. There can be up to 13 members. Now they're down to 5.
That's just not a real good representation for all of the different issues that we have here in Southeast Alaska. So it's going to be really tough to get anything done at this next meeting, I'm afraid.
Jack Rieckhoff lives in remote Wiseman, a former mining camp roughly halfway between Fairbanks and Prudhoe Bay. He was a longtime chair of the Western Interior Regional Council that stretches from Aniak on the Kuskokwim River to the Brooks Range.
It's a huge area. It's like multiple states. We need 10 members to manage that area. And they kept taking people away from us.
They're also down to just 5 members.
They're going to be completely overwhelmed. I would be overwhelmed if it was myself and the leadership of our council. They're going to be completely overwhelmed for this meeting.
Who is responsible for this isn't clear. A Trump administration executive order signed in mid-2019 directed agencies to reduce or eliminate advisory committees considered obsolete, duplicative, or expensive. But what is clear is that the Trump administration's Interior Secretary chose not to fill 35 seats late last year. The recent change in presidential administrations has added yet another layer of uncertainty, with people in the agencies scrambling for answers. The Office of Subsistence Management is soliciting nominations now, but it's a year-long process, and applicants who file by the February 15th deadline likely won't be seated until 2022. Federal subsistence rights are enshrined by ANILCA, and that's a landmark legislation signed by President Carter that expanded national parks and monuments in Alaska, but also guarantees Alaskans have real decision-making authority over their rights on federal lands.
The regional advisory councils are kind of the linchpin of the whole system.
That's Don Hernandez again from Prince of Wales Island.
And pretty much the whole system revolves around the advisory councils making their recommendations to the board. And so having, you know, good functioning, well-qualified advisory councils is the key to make the whole subsistence system work in Alaska.
But whether the lack of appointments is due to bureaucratic inefficiencies, the outcome will be the same. Less input on federal wildlife management decisions by the people whose lifestyle and livelihood depend on it. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.